Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
The job world's hard enough, you know. The podcast job world doesn't have to be
right.
Yeah.
Hard.
Tough.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to Fuck This Place.
Fuck This Place. Yeah.
With Chase and Nick. I'm Chase.
I'm Nick, and with us today is our guest, a very talented comic.
Keith. There we go. I wanted to
Keith
be
Johnson's
like
here.
Keith the, Johnson,
the smoothest voice in LA comedy.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made for broadcasting.
Yeah. What's going on? How are you?
Chilling, man. What's crazy is I just had a meeting with a voiceover agency. And
really?
I don't think they're going to sign me. And I was like, yo, I'm just sitting there like, what is going on, man? Like, so we'll see. Like, I'm waiting on them to get back.
You said in like your super sexy voice, you were like, come again. Like,
right. Just wait, like, you're not going to.
Yeah, you are. Your voice is exceptionally smooth.
Thank you.
So what did they tell you, though, that wouldn't sign you?
They'll get back to me, which is usually.
They won't get back to you.
Right.
I mean, I do appreciate, I will say, I'm actually in the thick of regular job prospects right now. And I really do, now appreciate the neutral response far more than the false hope response.
Right.
You know, of like, we'll get back, you know, like, fuck you for coming in, by the way, and we'll get back to you if we get back to you.
Right.
That's how I feel about, like, getting turned down from festivals.
Yes.
Like, I
yes.
appreciate a you're not going to be in the festival
yes.
email,
as opposed to
like, the coward's way out of taking my $40 and
right.
never
and
calling me.
And then just posting the name you have to look like.
Come on, like, some, like, weak casting call, like, for a play you did in high school. please.
Find out who got into the Woods.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's real bad. Well, Keith, our first segment on every podcast is a segment we like to call "Fuck This Place."
Fuck this place.
Fuck this place? Fuck question this place. Mark. Where we decide if we would work places.
Okay.
So we did a little research in your neck of the woods. You're from Tampa,
yes,
originally, and so we did some Craigslisting in Tampa. A lot of caps locks, by the way, so far.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
caps locks ever.
Yeah, I would say more caps lock postings than any other scene.
Fair. So I'm going to read you the title of three, and you're going to pick the one you would not click on.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so the first title just says student or vet, and a little extra context, it's under labor gigs.
Okay.
The next title is cute woman for gym buddy, in parentheses, push me to go. And then the last one is, in all caps, wildlife removal company seeking trainees with a vehicle. Which one would you not care to look at?
Probably the students or vets.
Student or vet.
Fair enough. I'm not a labor guy. I don't like to get my hands dirty.
I figured I would give you that just that tiny bit of extra context because it is the title was so vague. Yeah. So fuck that place. We're not dealing with that. I guess it's like a wildlife removal company seeking trainees with a vehicle in Clearwater, which is not exactly Tampa, but it's Tampa area. Is that true?
Right.
Yeah, great. Okay, so, and I cannot stress this enough, this post is entirely in all caps. And by the way, a little housekeeping, I know there are some people who are following the Instagram for photos. I'm just going to start posting the posts as well, because some of them don't have photos like this one.
Yeah.
Although they do paint quite the picture. So we're gonna see if we can make our way through this. So again, title is wildlife removal company seeking trainees with a vehicle. Again, all caps. Okay, so it says, we are now seeking personal assistance as well. Right away.
Right.
A different job?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Yeah. Are you a personal assistant to the trainee? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just people like shouting over each other trying to get you for their job.
Louder.
Yeah, there's like two people typing at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're competing.
It's a Google Doc. They're both logged on at the same time.
They're just like, well, just keep it. And this is actually the only thing in the ad that is not all caps. And it says, office help. Comma, customer service, etc. I don't
That's
know why
the one lady that works for this company they just wrote normally. Everyone else is a man yelling.
We have to keep Lorraine's input because she'll get mad otherwise. And then it says, we are a multi-branch wildlife removal company in the Pinellas County area. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Pinellas, yep.
Pinellas County area. We're looking, no apostrophe there, we're looking for experienced individuals in the construction industry.
So this is a third job, right?
Yeah, yeah. We are piling them on. As well as carpentry and handyman type things. Uh-huh.
He's like, look, two other guys are going to ask you for two different things, so I'm just going to throw in right now what they're going to ask you for, too. It's five jobs now.
It's like a deck of cards, but with jobs. We've not mentioned any wildlife or anything. Finally, we're at the word pest control, and customer service experience is also helpful. Okay, then it says people persons. Oh, I get it, like a people person. They just said a word. I mean, maybe I read it weird.
All
people,
caps.
It's the all caps. Yeah. It's
people
all caps.
Persons.
People persons also welcome to apply. So we're looking for people. Mm-hmm. We're looking for carpenters, handymen,
pest control,
persons,
pest control,
people,
office assistants,
office assistant or personal assistant.
Office help, customer service. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, great. Okay, so then we have no idea what these people want. Mm-hmm. Then I think they know what, you know, where we are right now, which I applaud their perception here, because the next sentence says, long story short, .. We need individuals who will show up every day and work hard in order to achieve their goals. I'm not so sure that I have a goal.
Right.
Yeah.
That is even close to the pantheon of jobs you've just laid out.
Now you're going to make me come up with my own job to do there?
Like don't you have goals?
Sixth job? What's going to happen?
What is your goal?
I got to be goal-oriented,
Okay, so it says...
Getting down to brass tacks. Long story short.
I guess. You know, I would actually say, long story short, they made another story.
Yes. Long story short, more.
Here's more of the same. Okay, then it says applicants must be able to take orders and perform tasks that may seem overwhelming.
Okay.
Now that's a big red flag.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you have to say that a task may seem overwhelming,
they're going to lowball you. And if the lowball is you might kill yourself trying to do this. You're gonna be dead.
Well, it's just also it's so non-descriptive. Like they say they're a wildlife removal company. They have not mentioned the wildlife.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have not mentioned how anything gets removed or what happens to it afterwards. Like we know nothing about the chain of events.
So they're saying they're like the guy's gonna come in. He's like, I got attacked by a bobcat today, and they're like, probably felt overwhelming. We get that time to time. Bobcat fight overwhelming. Yes,
and you got to answer the phone with lowercase, tone. No worries, we'll get someone on it right away.
Another snake. All right,
that personal assistant vibe.
You come in and then they're like, "Hey, you can't say no. There's a bobcat in the loose. You guys got to fuck them up.
I see that you're overwhelmed. Okay, so then it says this position is for a person whom can.
Get a little fancy. Put a little razzle dazzle on.
Like for a person,
let's let these people know who we are.
Like what are you doing, buddy? You know, what do you? Okay, this person is. God, this position is for a person whom can maintain a positive attitude in the face of adversity and remain in stride through the most difficult times. Uh-huh. This is war.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want to do the vet post. Too bad.
Yeah. You are smiling while fighting a gator.
And then it says, this is not an easy job. Individuals that use drugs and alcohol will not be hired. Drug testing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a group of people whom haven't told me jack shit about what I'm doing. They're really laying down the law I'm supposed to be doing. The compensation will start at $17 per hour. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean...
It's a good Florida job.
That's a good Florida job. I'm sure that people have
when you're fighting like sewer monsters.
I don't think. Yeah, you're right. $17 per hour is sort of the baseline for
having a positive attitude.
Yeah, for getting bit by
animals.
Stuff. Yeah. For getting bit by real angry stuff. Yeah, whether it's got rabies or not, it's real mad. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Whatever.
Yeah. And it also could just be like, we have 600 frogs. Like it might not even be like a vicious animal. It just might be hundreds of frogs that you have to, you're just continually getting more and more
poisoned. They did say wildlife. I feel as though, I don't mean to stereotype Florida, we're talking gators.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely talking gators.
Yes. I feel like this gators is coming out of golf courses, you have to get that fucking gator.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're doing.
And they got you in like your little uniform. You're like in an apron. Yep. Like some kind of like a work uniform.
A khaki uniform with a smile. You got a smile on your face the whole time.
I hope so. I'm sure that there are other wildlife.
Just like fighting reptiles on people's porches.
Yep.
I'm sure there's raccoons.
Possums.
I'm sure there's possums. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the real truth of the matter is we got motherfucking gators. Possibly snakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of snakes.
Like, I'm talking snakes. Poisonous ones. And like cottonmouth.
Like bats. Like, you go, like, you're going to be attacked from the sky, from the ground, water.
Cranes, those big-ass white birds that are mean as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we've all seen a couple episodes at minimum of the Steve Irwin show where he trapped gators with that big old long thing. And that guy was loving it.
Yeah.
But I think he got more than $17 an hour.
Right.
Also, he died. From a stingray.
That. Yeah, stabbed.
And R.I.P. For sure.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. But his son's doing it, I think. Son or daughter.
I do think they're revamping the franchise, so to speak. A lot of reboots these
days. It's a revenge series now, I hear. He's going after that stingray.
They just kill him on camera.
It's like, why is he fighting the stingray on top of a building in the rain?
Or he just kills every animal. He doesn't know who did what. And eventually, he does get the stingray on a building. Okay, we paused in the middle. The compensation will start at $17 per hour, and you will be moved up on the scale according to your work ethic and attitude.
Dollars isn't capital.
So
$17.
They really didn't. They really underplayed the amount of money that they're giving, which honestly they should be proud.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Sorry. I looked ahead. We're gonna get through here and then we'll move back. Okay, so $70. Okay. I want to repeat this because this is gonna come back to haunt us in a minute here. Mm-hmm. It says the compensation will start at $17 dollars per hour. Okay, reply by phone only, no text. And we're gonna just say the phone number in case anybody wants to shoot him some. 727-461. Is that like a Tampa area code?
St. Pete. Yeah.
St. Pete. Okay, great. Sometimes it's like we were looking at one the other day, and it was an L.A. area code for like somewhere in Connecticut.
Yeah. It's like way out.
We like to double check as best we can. Very thorough, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. Must have clean driving record. No felonies. Isn't that illegal to say?
I think they just changed the law where you're mm-hmm. something like that.
Florida's Florida. Yeah.
Do you think they're going like, no, it's a triple negative. It's fine.
I'm real sure that you can't expressly say. And honestly, let me just say for the record, if you're dealing in gator capture, I'm not so sure you should be so selective.
Let's thought someone from like MIT was going to show up.
You know what I mean? Like Professor Plum's just walking in. Okay. Transportation to and from work. Great. Positive mental attitude. I can only imagine. Ability to maintain composure through any situation. And this is where you're cutting yourself off at the knees if you're doing all caps all the time.
Yeah.
This would be a perfect scenario to have this in regular lowercase and then any situation to be in all caps.
Yeah.
If you think you can live up to all of these expectations, respond by phone and be ready for an on-the-spot interview.
This is another... See, we're running into more and more of these. Yeah, these like challenging, like, I dare you to apply for this job.
You want to change your fucking life, you piece of shit. Call now.
Yeah. Fuck you, show up.
It's going to get more and more like specific. We're going to come across one that's like, if you think you're man enough, Mike, like, it's just going to like... So there's one guy on Mike out there who's like, oh, they're talking directly to me.
That's
I got to do
it. That's got to be me. And then it says, we won't waste your time, and please don't waste ours. Again, all caps. Yeah.
Did you guys call that number? And
No, I haven't, but we do. We have considered a research arm of Fuck This Place. We are going to set up, eventually, soon, we're going to set up a Google number, so we might start texting people.
I think that'd be smart. Just give them a call, see what's up.
We have only ever reached out to one place on the pod, and Chase texted a weed dispensary that needed a security guard thing.
They wanted me to bring my own gun, and they also wanted me to provide, show them a license for it, which I, you know.
Chase said he had a gun.
Yeah, I had a gun, but I didn't have a license. So kind of dead end right away there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And then there's one last chunk of information that we often neglect. But there's the compensation box. And the compensation box says start at $14 per hour.
Mm-hmm. Cut you.
Sons of bitches. Cut that you. is so much less.
Yeah, $3 makes a big difference. No positive attitude.
Yeah.
And then it says, and this is how you know everybody quits right away. It says, start at $14 per hour and raise at 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, etc. Yeah. That means nobody's
right.
lasted.
Here's
my question. Who actually works here? If no one's lasting,
who's writing this?
It's just one guy, probably. Yeah.
One
guy. A truck and an office front.
He's got a necklace made of teeth.
Yep.
Shark teeth.
Yeah,
gator
four
teeth.
Fingers.
Yeah. Snake teeth. He didn't even know snake had teeth.
Yeah.
Man, that's it's for sure. It's for sure one guy.
Yeah, one guy. Two different color eyes.
Yep. He has diabetes. Yeah. He has the wolf eye.
Yeah, one of them's just like white, just like pure white.
And that's the one you can see out of. That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's one guy, and this guy's real messed up looking, and and he obviously used to catch the gators.
Or he still does,
because
he'll catch the big ones.
He's just yelling into his Siri right now to like get the post up. He'll catch the big ones. Yeah, you can call him in. You know, if you have any trouble, just call me, I think, is what happens. And then he never picks up. You know, he just doesn't do that.
He's on a bender.
So, because he's inches away from a felony if he hasn't. So this is a bad place filled with bad people.
Yes.
Or bad person. I really don't understand why he didn't just say gators.
Yeah, because it's not just gators.
No, it's probably people, too. They're probably they're bounty hunters for sure.
They
do it all. You just call them.
Yeah, the wildlife is ambiguous. Yes. That ambiguous on purpose. We've been hunting people for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a special service.
I'm going to say I would apply just because I kind of need to know more.
Right.
Definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? But I would also be afraid that if I gave him any of my information, he would find me.
Yeah,
and
I'm pretty sure
me.
This guy can smell you through the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would not, because I think if you get on the phone with this dude, he knows within 10 seconds whether you're real serious or not.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because again, he's either at the top of an ivory tower, or he is in a ditch with a gator when he picks up the phone.
Makes those traps that, like, when you step in them, like, wraps around your leg, and then you're upside down all the
time.
We should give this guy a call right now, because I got the 813 area code. Let's do
it.
Hold on, let me grab my phone.
Oh, my God. This
Let's
is
just
the...
see what's up. Because I'm down for some prank calls.
There's no reason not to.
Right.
They are 3 hours ahead, but I'm assuming this guy's
awake.
This
guy's up.
He's awake.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
727. So I can't see shit.
No, it's not. It's all caps. All right. So you can put Keith it on speaker, and I'll put my mic close to your phone.
World Class Wildlife.
Hey, Vince. This is Keith. How's it going, man?
All right.
Good. I was on Craigslist. I saw your ad. And man, it sounds like I'm definitely up for the challenge. I just wanted to ask more about the job, what I'll be doing.
Well, could you give us a call during business hours?
Absolutely. What time do you guys open up? Because I figure you guys were a 24-hour operation, because that's how I operate.
Yeah, we open up at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just quick question: what kind of animals are you guys catching?
All of the above.
All of
anything
the
native, anything native to Florida.
Okay, and is this bounty hunting as well?
No.
Okay. Cause I have that. I have that as well. If you guys need, I don't know if that's like an additional service or anything like that. But okay. And I definitely have the positive attitude, man. I just was expecting the interview on the spot, just like the ad said. You know,
during business hours that would happen. Yes, sir.
Okay, what time do you guys close?
9 o'clock.
Oh, so I just missed. Oh, 18. Oh.
Yeah, we stay open 24 hours for customers with emergency calls.
Gotcha. What kind of emergencies are you getting? Like, you talking like possums?
No, raccoons, alligators.
That's another. I catch those barehanded. Okay, and do you guys provide equipment, or do I need to bring them in?
No, we have equipment.
Okay, and then one last question. It says 14 per hour, but then the ad says 17. If I'm coming in hot, Can I start at 17?
It totally depends on verifiable experience.
Okay, okay. So, question. The bounty hunting was kind of off the radar. Should I give you a reference? I mean, it may be a couple people, but...
Yeah, bounty hunting is nothing we even look at.
Okay, because based on the ad, seemed like you guys were implying a little bit of bounty hunting. I'm just letting you know, off the record, I'm able to do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, you have a nice night, man.
All right,
talk to you soon, Vince.
Keith motherfucking Johnson.
You are amazing.
That's a good job. He said, Vince sounded like a normal person.
He did sound like a normal person. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's still got two different color eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, wow.
And they only closed 18 minutes ago. He was called back at 9.
We learned a lot.
Yeah.
We definitely learned.
I think he is into bounty hunting, and he just didn't want it.
Yeah,
oh,
you can't
not going to say that over the phone. Well, you got to catch a gator before you catch a human.
True.
You know, so if you're going to lead someone down that primrose path, I think you want to get a couple gators under your belt first.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's, like, talking to, like, whatever, like, completely hairless friend he has right next to him. and he's just
a super villain in like a blazer.
He's like, this idiot wanted to talk about bounty hunting right out of the gate.
He's not a bounty hunter.
Well, oh man, I had to get up and walk away during the whole thing because I was afraid I would laugh too hard. So I had to go laugh in the next.
I thought he was going to catch on. He sure didn't. No,
he was all in.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's also because you kept it pretty cool.
Yeah, I was impressed with how straight you were able to keep.
And also, yeah, like your questions were genuine. You know, I mean, with the exception of bounty hunting,
right.
Which again he does, so that's why they're still genuine. Well, I mean, I guess you know,
I'm saying fuck this place because I got my answers.
Yeah,
what this place is about now.
Yeah, fuck this place. This guy seems reasonably insane.
Yeah.
Yes, because he was so calm. The ad didn't match the person at all.
He was all lowercase letters.
Yes.
When you actually talked to him.
Yeah, that's where that office help comes in.
That was him.
That lowercase office help. Yeah, I'm gonna say fuck this place. This man is dangerous. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Right. Well, then the next post that we are definitely looking at is cute woman. Now, typically, we don't cross, you know, like, I would say we try to pick job posts that, you know, you specifically could actually apply to. But in this case, we sort of had to include this in the running simply because of the content that we found. So the title is Cute Woman. So this person is seeking a woman. Cute Woman for Gym Buddy. And then in parentheses, Push Me to Go. Which I enjoy a lot. Okay, so this is more like a letter than it is a job post. It says, so, in December and throughout the next year, I'm looking for cute women as a gym buddy. It's insane. Not looking for a hookup of any kind. Sure.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah. And then he says, very religious man looking for my special one. Don't say that.
I meant my special gym one. My special gym one is what I meant.
And I want something super Pacific.
Wow, I thought that was such a cliche like spelling error that no one uses that anymore. Uh-huh. I'm so happy that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He's keeping it alive.
Yes.
He's keeping it alive.
Super Pacific.
Sure did. And then it says, have an LA membership. I assume they mean
like LA
Fitness. Yeah. Have an LA membership with a free guest. Let me back that up. I'm no LA Fitness front desk employee, but I did work at the YMCA for a while. You get a number of free guest passes.
Yes.
You don't get like unlimited free guest passes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everyone would do it. Like you have you have a 1 day pass, maybe five per month.
Wait.
And if it's a repeat, it's a no go. Go ahead.
Right. He's saying I don't have a membership. I need you.
No.
He has one.
Oh, he has one.
They don't even need to.
That's what he's implying, but he is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how much he does.
Well, he's not very Pacific about it, I guess. And then it says, however, he says, has a pass with a free guest. However, super busy and honestly hate going. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's awful.
I liked him. He's going to be like, looking for a cute girl to go to the gym with me, but he's going to be like, you want to just skip it and hang
out?
Just skip and hang out.
I hate going.
Just, I cook dinner.
We hate going. Let's just not go. And then it says, asked all my guy friends. They are useless in this department. About 30-ish years old. That is a massive red flag.
Yeah.
30-ish years old. If this person was 50, I can understand you have some deadbeat friends who do not want to go to the gym or in any way help you motivate you. But I'd be like a 30-ish, so we know this person's over 30.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 29, you don't say 30-ish.
Well, I'm confused. So he's saying he's about 30-ish? Or he's the girl's supposed to be about
30-ish? I think he's implying that he is about 30-ish.
Because that was just like a random stat about someone to throw out.
Well, yeah.
Very vague, loose statement.
But his previous sentence did say, have an LA membership. So I assume that he means I have an LA membership, I am about 30-ish years old. I'm just following his rules of syntax. And then, okay, then it says, honestly, trying to go 3 times a week. You know what? Like, that's a good number.
Sure. Yeah.
You should shoot for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, trying to go 3 times a week. Dunedin, Tampa, by the airport, Gulf to Bay, or Palm Harbor, LA. I assume he means those are the locations of the LA Fitness.
Yep.
It would be great 2 times after work, around 5-ish or 6-ish, and I can go on Saturday by myself. I mean, throwing you a bone, you know?
Yeah.
You get weekends off.
You get weekends off, you know? It's just all I need you to do is whenever you work your job. And then it says, open to, period. I'm glad he's open, by the way. Open to women looking to make couple extra bucks will working out yourself.
Huh.
W-I-L-L, working out, I assume it means while. Women looking to make a couple extra bucks while working out yourself. So theoretically, you could just be working out, you could be a gym rat already. Yeah. And you're just like, well, I'll just be there, I guess.
This is how Florida I am. I self-corrected that, so I didn't even see that he put will. I just put, I automatically fixed it to while. I was like, I know exactly
For me and Chase, it's like the Matrix writing. But Keith is just like,
sounds like a good guy. Just needs some help, help out with the gym, you know?
Yeah, he just needs like a whole person in a hallway and everything.
Keith was like, you guys sit back, will I look at this?
Then it says, wouldn't mind giving you something, however, email me a pic and tell me what you see fair.
Keith, was
it? We both did just look at Keith. Yeah, it's a little far down the road. Let's read it one more time. Wouldn't mind giving you something.
I don't mind giving you a picture, but email me a picture first.
And tell me what you see fair. Oh, what you would see fair as wages, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, cause he's like, look at my body and then decide how much it would cost.
No. He wants you, like, if I'm Chase.
I can't read.
Motivated, how much money, how good do you look?
Might motivate the cash.
Oh, so the more, the better you look, the more money he's going to give you.
Oh, right. This guy sounds like a gem.
This is the next thing. He says, if you are overweight yourself, want to be pushed and can push me. Sure, email me as well. So, yeah, I mean, he definitely prefers, I guess, someone who's already in shape, but he's flexible.
Yeah. You
know,
he's like typing stuff.
He's like, that seems unfair. If you are fat.
Sure, email me. Yeah, this guy's a real piece of shit already. If you are looking for a friend to talk to while working out and willing to push me, sure, I am a great listener.
As long as you add some like motivation in between stories.
I'm a great listener.
Who asked him if he was?
Nobody. If you are interested in the free visitor, and visitor is spelled with an E, if you are interested in the free visitor, would you mind a chat and small talk? Great. That's what he said. If you are a movie lover, gym lover. Whoa, what are you doing here? If you are a movie lover, gym lover, and wouldn't mind pushing me, period. That's the end of that sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
In exchange, I treat you to a movie once a week after the gym. I would really love that movie plus gym buddy. Advice, no popcorn, frowny face, and drinks with sugar.
What?
Just straight movie watching.
I will buy you no snacks.
Yeah.
And you're going to come watch a movie with me, which, by the way, there are still not enough good or just movies out to really watch a new one every week that I'd be down to, like, actually sit through.
Especially next to a psychopath.
Who just is sweated so much.
Yeah.
Like, you're going straight from the gym. Yeah. Well, maybe you're taking a shower.
Okay? I think he just wants to be in public with someone.
I think so.
Well, like, he's looking for, like, a girlfriend in front of strangers.
Yeah.
Type
yes,
of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, although, also, feel free to call me babe when you see me outside.
Right.
But here, that closer right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This says, someone to call to me to make sure I am going. Nice smile and small talk. If you are super friendly, like to exchange stories, like a plus. Yeah,
he's definitely
man.
Foreign. He's a foreign.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think English is a second language here? I mean, honestly, I'd like to think that.
Yeah.
But I don't. We don't know.
But Pacific.
Pacific.
And that's a Florida mistake right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Classic
well,
American.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, and the will. And now this is interesting. I guess he's throwing us a bone at the very end here, and it says, "If you are a series," he's.
Uh-huh.
He means serious.
Yeah, oh, I thought he meant a Netflix series. If you are a Netflix
again, it's
series.
Like these are mistakes you seriously could make with a very thick Southern accent. Because I grew up in North Carolina. I remember a kid who spelled whose goal for like it was like we were writing down goals for the year or I don't know something, but it was something like he wrote I don't want to. Fell, and he meant fail.
Oh man!
But you
did you guys rip him for that?
Nah, man. Because like it was already pretty dumb, you know. I didn't rip him. Someone I'm sure did, but and he wrote, "I do not want to fell," and I was like, "Dude, you're felling right now.
Like, felling all over the place, bro.
You're not gonna make it, my guy. If you are a serious or series gym guy looking for gym friend, you can email. But honest, aiming for cute woman, they add bit joy."
They do. He's not lying.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen bit joy with attractive women. Yeah.
Do add bit joy to it. Maybe it is English second language.
Yeah.
You know, just considering the total lack of, I don't know language, but there's extra words that should be in here that I feel like.
That last sentence.
Add bit joy to it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's him saying like, I need to go to the gym and I will take a guy if I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But come on, man. Cute girls hit me up.
For sure.
Add that bit joy.
I do admire this very twisted Tinder profile. You know, language aside, horror show. Real horror
absolutely.
Show here.
Absolutely. I mean,
it got creepy during the movie part.
I would say, it started creepy.
Yes.
Then it got deranged at the movie part.
Yeah.
Also, like, come on, man. You don't think someone's going to do any of this? Like, any of this. None of this.
No.
No one is going to do.
No.
I mean, you already asked your friends, and
they're
they're not doing it for you.
Yeah. Compensation?
Compensation. It never actually, you know, he did mention things.
He was like,
movie for sure has been mentioned.
Like, I'll check it out or whatever.
Check it out. And that's essentially what the box says. It says, compensation, email me. Let me know. We'll consider if seems fair.
Fuck this guy. Fuck this place.
Yeah, fuck this place.
Fuck LA Fitness. Fuck the movie theater.
It's all over.
Man, I think I'd honestly, if I had to go pick between the two, I'd go with the wildlife.
Wildlife
Vince
has
seemed
a
like
job.
A fucking
Vince
good guy.
Vince was all right.
He's
yeah.
a good guy.
The wildlife situation does have an actual job for you to do.
Yeah.
You're gonna die doing it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
But if you're a cute girl, you're gonna die doing this job.
Yeah. Hey everybody, we're gonna do a special thing for the holidays where we talk about holiday jobs.
We're looking to hear your stories. Your bad jobs, bad job postings. Send them to us.
Yeah, so if you have any awful fucking seasonal holiday jobs, you can send us an email, ftppod@gmail.com, or you can just message either of us on any social media channel if you know us, because odds are...
We're looking at it. Shitty bosses. Shitty Santa Claus.
Elf stuff.
Yeah. You got any elf stuff, guys? Want to hear about it.
Yeah, so let us know. Just send us your stories or postings you come across our way. Okay, here's the show.
Keith, what is the first job you ever had?
First job I ever had, I was a bagger at a grocery store called Winn-Dixie, which is a very Florida as fuck. I was 15. I would bag, and then what I realized about all the jobs I've had in Florida, I just stopped showing up. I just either like rage quit or I just stopped showing up.
Right.
That's how you That's how you end jobs in Florida.
Yeah, I'll say, is that part of the culture? Is it like?
For me, it was. I don't think I ever. No one ever corrected that behavior. So I was like, oh, that's just what you do. And you just fucking leave.
You get fed up. Okay, so why did you get that job? Did your like parents want you to do it, or you just like wanted your own money?
I think I wanted my own money. Like all my friends were working. See, so I'm an only child with two, like with both parents. So I didn't need to work. I just always wanted to work. So for whatever reason, I was like, yeah, I need to work. This is what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's cool though.
Even though, yeah.
You chased after until you got mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Until I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, in most jobs, it's real easy to want to rage quit. I mean,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
Especially in the early stages, but I would say in all.
So you just bag groceries. That's all.
Just bag groceries until I started, I think it was 10th grade.
How'd you get the job? You just applied like
I
regular?
Just walked in and they hired me. It was
really like,
yeah, it was like Vince. It's like on the spot interview. Walked in and they hired me. Yeah, and that was my first job. I think my most interesting job was I used to work at I think that was like a year or two later. I worked at a retirement community in Sun City, Florida, which was like outside of Tampa, so I was just with old people serving them food and shit. So that's where it got fun right there.
So you just like I've been in assisted living situations before, and it's either that there's like, and most of them it's like they sit down and they just like they've ordered it previously
they
or whatever.
Circle what they want.
Yeah. And then
make
you
it
just
seem like
then,
they have a menu.
Also, and then you just bring it out.
Yep.
Yeah, from the kitchen where it just has like just piles of whatever that is.
Yeah, I remember for like in eighth grade for like 2 weeks I worked like at an old folks home and like it was just for like a church thing. They like made me do it. My parents would make me go to church all the time. And then so like I remember having to like he was in a wheelchair, like super old guy, and I was like trying to push him into like the mess hall area and hit somehow. I didn't realize this, but it felt like when you push a shopping cart and like the wheel is bad, so the cart is bad. Like it's kind of like you're having a hard time maneuvering it. I was having that problem with his wheelchair, and it was because his foot had gotten caught.
That's happened to me too. and they're not saying anything.
Yeah,
they're just
they're just
ankles like, bent sideways.
That's not good.
I'm like kicking the belt. Like, what the fuck is this problem? Yeah, but I remember he was like, once I realized what was going on, it was like, he was pretty cool about it. He was just like he didn't.
Right.
But he wanted like rolls and butter. And I was like, I'm going to get you those rolls and butter, man. I'm so sorry I crushed your foot ankle.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. So this assisted living city. Oh, my God. Assisted living facility or an assisted living city. You were just in the dining room?
In the dining room. I got hired because my friend referred me.
Yep.
So it was literally my entire group of friends, which doesn't make for a very
productive
efficient
work. However?
However, I mean, it was just fun, man. We had fun for 2 years. I ended up fucking my boss. It was great. It was just good. It was good times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
very good times.
Like a good time.
Yeah.
So I also imagine that. what?
Just thinking of fucking his boss.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking back on the way here. I was like, man, I think I was like 16, and she was definitely like 22.
Right.
So
the lines are very blurred.
Snatched up.
Yeah.
You know,
the lines are blurred.
Yeah. But you're 200 years younger than the next guy.
Right.
in the place.
And also food service, the lines blur. You know,
right,
it's very intergenerational, real quick.
Yeah.
I imagine that like specific part of the assisted living facility is the best job. Because there's other people who are also there that are wiping butts and doing real hard stuff.
Ooh, yeah, a lot of like Jamaican nurses just out there helping these old people and wiping their asses and shit like that.
Was there like a rivalry between the two teams, or was it just like
no? We stayed separate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we
never
just
saw
came
each other.
In, showed up to work. Yeah, for a while there was like a beef between the Mexicans and the blacks. this shit got kind of wild out there, but yeah. It was,
In the old folks home?
Just between the staff.
The staff. The people in the old folks home have to be like all white.
Yeah, everyone in the old old white, racist.
Old folks home in the South, dude, that's what it is. It's then, all white fucking old people, and then it's just any other minority serving.
And there's a separate race war going on.
It's like the white people are like,
did you fix it by having sex with your boss?
I think that's what made it worse, because... Did I start the race war? No, she used to date a Mexican guy. From the other living facility, and then she was hooking up with me, and then like he would come over, and like he drove like this red Mustang, 65 Mustang. Oh. I remember him; he was like super cool, and I was like, "Man, this is happening." So that definitely rose the tension between the the Mexicans,
between the
and
factions.
The black people. Yeah.
So you guys like having race wars, but then also just like cooking and shit?
Cooking, yeah, and then just serving food.
Well, now I know that it was between different facilities, but was there an internal war as well?
You could see it. I mean, it would just be subtle shit. So like at the end, like you'd get food to take home, and we'd get like very basic plates, and then the Mexicans were just like loading
fucking
on them.
Extra corn.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys had flan?
Right. or they'd give us the hard sections. And then, like, take the easy sections.
Those Jamaican nurses, they were getting, like, the dirtiest butts.
Yes.
I've worked spots where it's, like, the AM and the PM people are like that. Like, the PM people always fuck over the AM people or whatever.
Mexican and black, yeah.
All at the same time.
Yep.
Fuck.
Damn.
It was, I mean, it wasn't as tense as it sounds, but it definitely was there.
A little chicanery.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you mentioned this other facility. Like, did the facility staff intermingle? Do they have, like, mixers, parties?
Well, the boss would float between the two.
Oh, and that's then, how she got it.
Yeah, and then every once in a while, she would need extra hands on the other side.
Is it managed by the same company or whatever?
Yeah. So it's just like the A facility. B
that
facility.
Makes sense, because, like, basically this... I like to know how things work. So the facilities themselves, they don't actually run the food service. That's actually like a third party that does it. And you are that third party that services like 10 different nursing homes or whatever.
Right. We were stationed at that satellite location, and then she would float between the two.
Got it.
There was a couple of times where we went over to the main site, and that's when you really felt it, where it was like, oh, they don't like us. Like,
it's not just about corn.
Or
the flan. What were the hours? Like, that's breakfast,
man,
lunch, and dinner, isn't
it? We just did dinner and then lunch and then dinner on Saturday.
Really?
Sunday. So it was we'd go after school, it'd be from like 5 to 8. And then, and that was it. It was just real. It
sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I mean, as far as food service goes, because like food service can go till fucking like 11.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So they were done by 8:30 already. You know, we just cleaned up the tables, reset, kept it moving.
Yeah, because,
they're old.
Because the rush is at like 4:30.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa.
That is not a bad that is like second first job.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's that.
And how long did you work there?
I feel like for almost a year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How long in before you had sex with your boss?
Man.
important question.
Yeah. So
third shift.
I think I was a few months in.
Uh-huh.
I was about to quit. I had the moment where I was just like, I was like, fuck, I don't need this. It was nearing Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, magical time of year.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I found out that I hadn't worked long enough to get a Christmas bonus. So I was like, fuck this job.
Oh, yeah.
I just got cut off, and everyone was hyped up about the Christmas bonus.
Yeah,
they're
like, not getting
yo, I got $750. I got like $500. And then
that's legit.
I was like, I'm not getting anything.
16-year-old.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're getting a good amount of money. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to quit. So I called off for like 2 weeks. I was about to do my third, and then my friend called me. He's like, "Hey, man, I think you shouldn't quit. We just got a new manager. She's fine." And I was like, "All right, I'm gonna show up." So I showed up for one more shift.
Uh-huh.
It was this white girl with the fat ass. Her name was Carrie.
God bless her.
God bless Carrie. And when I showed up, it was like we immediately had like a thing. And like I was. Just charming enough. I think by
you're like, girl, I haven't been here in weeks.
Right.
Show me around, girl.
And then she was trying to assert her authority, and I was challenging in little cute ways.
Uh-huh.
And then I think by February, man, I was in them guts, dog. Just it was a good time. Good time, man.
Man, this is a great example, because, you know, like, I feel like a lot of people talk about, you know, like how jobs give people respect, and obviously this is a perfectly respectable situation, but I just think, like, it's so funny when people are like, man, my kid needs a job because I need to teach him responsibility and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, but you're also working with degenerates.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like a 22-year-old woman who's just like, yeah, what's up, 16-year-old? Let's do this. Like, like, that is the people you are sending your children to. I mean, in every case, really.
So then you're like, I'm not, like, screw this job. Your buddy's like, nah, but
I'm picking up shifts by the time I, like, see her for the first time. I'm like, I can work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You're
I was
I'm just here to help these old people.
Right.
Yeah.
I love old people. I was working all the time. And then
let me just fix that guy's ankle.
Then you guys hooked up, like,
February.
Like, on top of a bed with an old guy that was.
Oh, no. We would go. She lived. This is where it gets funny.
She has a 22-year-old person. She has an apartment and stuff.
She was an adult. She had, it was an apartment. It was a trailer park. So
sure.
Pulled up to the trailer park after work, and then she lived by herself. Or she had a roommate. And
but she wasn't around.
It was a guy. Everything seemed, looking back, it was like, man, why was I in that situation? But
courage, some
courage,
might say.
Courage, and
the same courage that you went after Vince with earlier.
Yes,
that's what got you in
pure
there.
Courage.
Yes, and yeah, man, just in them guts. That was like my first real sexual experience where I was like, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was good, but I shouldn't have done that.
Right? Sure. Yeah. How long did you work there after that?
I got that Christmas bonus the next year, and I think that's
okay.
Yeah. So maybe I want to say maybe like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting my Christmas bonus, and then I just fell off.
It's
after
a good
that.
Chunk of change.
Yeah.
What happened after the encounter? Were I mean, was she like, "Yeah, we're good"?
So then I went to
No, I mean, like, what happened after you did it? Like, when you guys had sex? Like, was it weird?
Oh,
we were
hooking up for a while.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. So,
like dating or just like hooking up? Hard to say.
Yeah, it was just that blurred line like
sex and working together.
Yeah.
We're around each other.
It was
that was for a few months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you guys talk about work? Like I not during sex, but I mean, like, would you guys
spaghetti?
Like, hey, yeah. were you ever just like, hey, did you notice the Mexicans don't like me?
Yeah.
Like,
she would peep game. She was definitely aware. She knew what was up, and then she knew what was like. The overarching theme, which it was going to get worse because her ex boyfriend found out about me, that's when things like
yeah
you really did kind of incite the heat.
Wow.
And then like we would just go after work and then we'd just go fuck. I'd always tell my mom I'm going to my friend Marcus's house. I'm like, hey, yeah, mom, I'm going to Marcus's house after work.
Right.
I'm going on the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm spending the night at Marcus's house. I remember when I graduated from college, Marcus was my best friend. Mm-hmm. And,
shout out to Marcus.
Shout out to Marcus.
The man.
My mom met Marcus's parents finally. And she's like, oh, my son's over there all the time. And they're like, I've never been
Who's
over
your son?
And
just point him out.
I was over at Marcus's a lot.
So then you got the Christmas bonus.
Got the Christmas bonus, went to college, and
with that Christmas bonus?
No, it was enough
Man,
to pay
Christmas
for all 4 years.
For 4 years and then, at a private school. He went to Duke.
I don't know if you know this, but Florida, the reason why Florida gets a bad rep is not because there's just crazy people that live in Florida. There's crazy people that live everywhere.
That's the truth.
We have public records. So
right.
The reason why they're like Florida man eats his wife's head is because you could just Google like public rec. So
the
I was
state
like,
has like
right,
a law
right.
about
yeah,
it.
So
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck happened to Carrie? So I Googled her and like she had like got arrested a couple times, like a DUI,
right?
Shoplifting, like it shows like what's like where she was arrested her last mugshot. Uh-huh. So I was able to keep up with how she looked.
Yeah. Did
like,
it ever say sex with a minor?
No.
Oh my God.
That would have been great if it did. Just she's been I'm one of many.
So she's still alive.
Still alive.
That's great
looks
news.
Good. You know, got a little bit of a record, you know, got got some
she's a little bad. She's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
So but you just kinda soft quit that job. For there?
Yeah,
or
so
you just
she
like,
I remember she left and then that's when I kinda just went back into the abyss.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, my time's up.
Yeah, you just got to walk
leaves,
off
I
into
leave.
The great unknown.
Yeah.
Just like took your walking staff.
Yeah.
Like, you're like 80 years older now.
Yeah.
This might be the, like, honestly, best first job we've had so far.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I would definitely
just
say
because,
so. It's like
the hours were decent.
Hours decent.
You got fucking a Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
at 16. Yeah. That's,
right.
That's amazing.
It's also like you were part of a race war and you got to hook up with an older chick. It's like you were such a man by
right.
the time the job was. You lived
right.
a whole life.
You had a briefcase.
Okay. So what would you say then? What would you say is the worst job you've ever had?
Man, worst job I had. It might be. It might be my first job in L.A., which was I was a Verizon manager.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I think you were doing that when I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it got bad, man. So I lived in San Diego, and there's a La Jolla Comedy Store right next to it is Verizon.
Yes.
So then I took a trip. So I used to work at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Then I was like, I'm going to move up to Hollywood. I move up to Hollywood. There's the same Verizon. It's like an independent company. So I was like, all right, that's how I'm going to get to LA. So I'm going to use the Comedy Store as my first job. And then Verizon is like my main job to move up.
Right.
And so I moved up and it was just owned by like slimy people. So like you have your corporate Verizon and then you have your independently owned operator.
And this
like,
is independent.
And this was like... Basically, they would sell refurbished iPhones in the most shitty box ever, and they were free. You just had to pay taxes,
right?
But your commission on it was crazy. It was like a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. So we would sell them to old people, like
right?
We would just like your grandma would come in. We'd be like, "Oh, we got a new iPhone for you," and then
and she
like,
doesn't know that this isn't
right.
even a regular Verizon store. How can one distinguish?
The box.
For the store
like,
itself.
Oh,
before you even walk in, how do you know it's not the real Verizon store?
There's like a professional level.
I guess
like
you go to Verizon.com or whatever. It'll
yeah.
show you the stores that are
right.
theirs.
Right.
You know, like in the Glendale Galleria or
right.
whatever.
It's just janky. Like
yeah,
you could just.
This is
feel
a
it.
Verizon
yeah,
store.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a Verizon
yeah,
store. It's
yeah.
a Verizon store.
Right.
It's like a Chinese takeout box that your phone comes in. You're like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know about
yeah,
this
yeah.
one.
I remember my rebuttal for it, like, because people come in and be like, is this a real Verizon? And then I knock on the wood. I'm like, it's as real as it gets.
Right,
so
right,
I would
right,
get
right,
them
right,
to,
right.
Like,
oh, man.
Like, stop asking questions. And how many iPhones do you want? I was really good at sales. And like, but I just had like this moral dilemma where I was
sure,
like, I
absolutely.
Can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, so I
they,
think...
And they're a numbers place? They're, like, trying to push you more
yeah,
and more?
Yeah, so they put me in the shitty stores, and I would, like, bump them up to decent levels yeah. where it was, like, I feel comfortable selling it to a few old people,
yeah,
but not
yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
and they
yeah,
wanted
yeah.
me to sell it to everyone.
Right.
So then they'd move me to... That's when they moved me to the West Hollywood store, right, by the other comedy store, so kind of went full circle.
Yeah.
But
and sad.
Yeah. I think the most interesting story from that was this guy, this old, like, maybe like 55, 60-year-old white man came in, well-dressed. Mm. He came in, gave me his phone, and he was like, yeah, the government's bugging my phone. I was like, nah. Okay, let me reset it. Let me hard reset it, so on and so forth. Then came in the next week. This is still happening. So I would touch his phone, it would be hot. So I'm like, all right, something's happening to his phone.
Mm.
It would have a matrix like symbol.
What?
Like, and
like zeros and ones?
Yeah,
and shit?
01. It would flash. It was very weird. And he was like, yeah, you know, the government's fucking with me. It's probably my line of work. And like I would keep it like that. And I'm like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a lawyer. You know, that's you know, that's probably why they're doing it. Come to find out,
matrix law.
Yeah,
he was the guy behind the Obama birther conspiracy.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
He was the man that pushed that narrative. Got it to Donald Trump to get it.
Wait, how did you find out about this guy?
Because we Googled him.
Okay.
So we Googled him. We're like, holy shit, this guy
here
is connected to this. So the government.
So he just like he.
Hold on. So he's like. He's like,
he's
the government is sneaking into my phone. You know who's going to fix it? Keith.
Yes.
Down at the Verizon store.
At this fucking fake Verizon.
Yeah, not Verizon store.
And
I trust Keith. He knocked on the cabinet when
I
walked in the first time.
As real as it gets. And,
yeah, well, I mean, that's what that guy deserves for sure.
Right. But here's the thing. He was just a nice guy. We had, like, cool conversations. We were like, oh, man, I used to want to be a lawyer, da-da-da. And we would talk. Would never guess that he was the man behind that. Just... It was mind blowing.
Yeah, I guess he just like pushed it out on some message boards and something.
Yeah,
like put it on Twitter and
stuff.
He
was the one that started the petitioning.
Okay,
to get
he like organized it.
Yeah.
So like
Jesus Christ.
Yes, he was.
And so, but here's one last. I mean, one of many follow ups, I guess. But it did appear as though someone was messing with his phone.
Yes, it was absolutely true. Like the first time I reset it. And I was like, ah, you're probably paranoid. And then the second time, when I saw that green
Hold on a second. What was their resolution to this to this person's phone? The birther guy? Like, was there? Could you fix it?
I sold him a new phone. Right. I'm a salesman. I'm not a. I don't work at the Genius Bar.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get a new phone. Right. Have you heard of our new iPhones?
Maybe this guy, this birther guy, actually. This is maybe giving him too much credit. Maybe he actually knew this wasn't a real Verizon store, and that's why he was coming to you.
Maybe,
Damn.
So, yeah. Fuck. Okay, so, like, so, that's insane. All right. Snowden's in your place, and yes. He's just like,
Edward Snowden.
Yeah, and he's
the wrong kind of Edward Snowden.
Yeah, and he's just casually,
just,
like, yeah,
sitting like
weird.
You, just legs crossed, just casual, just... Like, we're chit-chatting like we are. Just, like, a good conversation where you leave with a good feeling. I like this guy.
Yeah. Smoking a pipe.
It's just, like, a pleasant conversation. Like, ah, it's happening again. Uh-huh. No worries. I got you, whatever his name
What's
is.
What's up, dude?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was so casual like
I mean,
that.
That's a lot of fun.
High-pressure sales job. Uh-huh. Interesting
so,
people.
Yeah, so, yes, yeah, I was just about to ask, who's responsible for you, and what were they like? I mean, like, if you're the man, you became the manager, or you were the manager right away?
Yeah, so I got, so, I mean, I've... After my Ashton Gardens job, I don't know why I'm naming the actual company.
Yeah, go ahead and name
in Sun City, Florida. Then after college, I took a lot of sales jobs. So I got good at sales.
Got it. Uh-huh.
So I moved up fast. Mm. And, you know, being a comic plus like being charming.
Yes,
as yeah, a
so you're charming.
Yeah. So I could sell anything. Mm-hmm. Like
that,
you know,
that golden
so
voice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I started selling, and then I moved up to LA, and then immediately got bumped up as manager.
Got it.
They just moved me around.
So who'd you report to? I mean,
I had a district manager.
And he was never on site with you.
Very rarely.
Got it.
You only saw him if it was you were doing good or bad. So he was coming around like, good job, Keith. Keep going. And then When it started getting bad.
He's like, hey, Keith, was the government in here
a while ago? The government? You see any governments around? So, yeah. And then his boss was just like this Persian guy who would just push sales.
Yeah,
so,
it's all I give a fuck
Dave
about.
Was just like this good middleman of like he's trying to do the right thing, but he knew we had to get numbers.
For sure.
And so, yeah. It was
do
a
you
good,
think he was trying to do the right thing?
Yes.
Okay.
He definitely did. Because when I got fired, when I quit, he fired me on paper so I could get unemployed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Like, gotcha.
That's how I knew. He was like, all right. Yeah, he was a good guy because he was like, all right, well, you do want to
leave.
Let
me help you out. I mean, you gave us so much money.
Right. He was like, we're going to terminate you, and that way you get on unemployment. Good luck with comedy. And then he sent me on his way.
That's
so I was like, yeah. There was a couple moments where.
A couple.
Yeah. That and then I had hired my friends to work. Two black guys. Mm-hmm. And I was getting resistance from the store for whatever reason. And they were like, yeah, we can't hire your friends. You're going to have too many black guys in your store. And then
Dave I was
going to
say, that's the
one.
Resistance.
Yeah. Dave was the one that mediated and made sure that they got jobs.
Wait, who told you that you can't have too many black friends?
The Persian?
His manager was just like, we're not hiring that many black guys in a West Hollywood store. It's not going to work. So he was trying to send them down south to like Sepulveda.
I was like, no, they need to be here with me.
He's like, we deal with the government spy guys here, okay?
Black guys, government, doesn't really
Which location was the spy guy? West Hollywood?
No. So it was on Pico. It was off of Pico and Beverly. Okay. Right south of Beverly Hills. And it's like a little nice little Jewish neighborhood.
So this fucking asshole says you can't hire your friends.
Bro, it was, like I was.
Oh, you said
a,
that so casual, and I understand
yes,
that
it was
like,
so casual. That's how he brought it to me. He was like, yeah, we're not gonna hire guys, and I didn't really. It didn't hit me until he said it. And I was like, wait a minute.
You were like, why not? And he was like, come on.
Yeah, he's like, you know. I was like, no, I don't.
No,
like,
man.
Too many black guys, Keith. Come on, we're not gonna hire that many black guys. And he just like said the thing, and I was like,
wow, you just actually said it.
Right.
Maybe that's another reason.
Right. That's why I took it.
Like, if he had given you a song and dance, you would have been like. This motherfucker.
Right.
But like, then he was like,
tried to at first because he was like, yeah, they may not be qualified. And I was like,
dude,
my guys have degrees. My guys have sales experience. I was like, what's wrong? What's really wrong? And then he told me. And I was okay.
Yeah.
So racism, high pressured sales. Like, I was dealing with it all. Like,
Yeah, it's crazy that he's like, I don't hire that many black people, also help the guy who's trying to bring Obama down.
Yes. it started getting revealed as, uh-huh. as time went on. Uh-huh. So.
Then your cool boss, Dave, he was like, no, that's stupid. That's whack. We're going to do what we can. He's the one. He is the good guy in that.
Kind of. Because he helps.
He has to help a monster.
Right. He's the middleman between.
I guess that's fair. Yeah,
I've been
true.
A middleman
that's
like true. That before. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, uh-huh. you can only save the people under you so much
uh-huh. right.
from the chaos that is right. just yeah, all, yeah, always yeah. on top
Shit
of you.
Shit rolls downhill. And I would save my guys as much as I could.
Yep.
And I ended up just like, I knew I got set up because like I had a day off and then I did my inventory. Everything was fine. And then when I came back, they're like, Keith, you're missing like 300 accessories. And I was like, like, we're going to have a talk. Mm. And that's when I got fired.
That's so fucked.
And I knew it was because I wasn't selling to old people. I was like, these phones are too bad to sell. Y'all need it.
How did they get the stock? Like
from some third party company. So if you broke your iPhone, you'd send it in and then they would buy the
broken iPhones.
I bet
you Verizon
iPhones,
sells it to
The insurance company. So, like, if you, when you send your
right, your
insurance,
phone insurance,
that's a third party company.
Got it.
They would buy the broken phones, fix them
from
then,
the insurance,
then turn them back to us. So,
iPhone
4s. We were on like 6s at the time. So, it was like, it was glitchy. You could see it.
That's what I mean. I don't want to keep going back to that Obama guy, but like
back to the Obama guy.
Because that's what like because I had a super old iPhone, and that is what happens when they get old is the batteries start to burn up.
Yeah,
like, they just because they can't
and they
handle,
do get hot.
Yeah, yes. So that's what I thought. I thought it was kind of funny that he was like, oh yeah, I don't know. It's just like and you just happened to discover the government was also spying on him.
We had so the first time like that's the first thing we do. Like we get your phone. We look through it and just read your text messages, through your photos.
Uh-huh. Save some pictures.
Do a hard reset, which is just turn it on and off. And then we give it back. Right. Like, it's fixed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that's what we do when we go in the back. So we're not fixing shit. We're just looking.
No, you're just doing a hard reset.
And then it fixes it temporarily. Mm-hmm. And then he kept coming back. And then one time when I saw that green screen, I was like, oh, he's serious.
Yeah.
That's when I knew he was serious. And then I took him a little bit more serious. So
I just can't believe he doesn't want to invest in it the right phone. Like this guy lives, he's got to live not that far away.
He drove a nice car. Like everything about him was just like cool LA lawyer guy. Like
straight
across the board, just like hip.
That's his
liberal.
Like burner phone or something.
Do you think
maybe?
He ended up like getting waterboarded somewhere and they're like, who's fixing your phone? And he was like, Keith. Or he wouldn't give you up
after
like he was
me
cool.
Now, and then the government comes in and
or like a bunch of ring wraiths came out like in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know, man. I think he I don't think he mentioned us, but I think he did really come to us to get it solved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enough to like switch a phone a couple times to like keep the
keep them at bay.
Yeah.
When you decided you were quitting, did you put in like a 2 weeks thing? Or how long were you there?
So I was there for about a year and a half. What they did was they instead of firing you, so they don't have to, they demote you. So I was going from a top tier manager down to a salesperson. They're like, we're just gonna make you a salesperson.
What happens to your pay then?
They're trying to get rid of
everything. Goes down.
Wow.
So they just cash.
Let me guess. You're 1099 this entire time. Like
No. I'm a W-2.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I thought you legally couldn't do that to someone who's W-2.
Yeah, I thought you could demote them, but you couldn't take their pay.
This wasn't a legit company.
Oh, that's true.
They
that's
didn't
fair.
Give a fuck.
I worked for a legit company that did it. All the most of the employees were 1099, so they could say we can do whatever the fuck we want. Like you're not an employee. Yeah.
No, we were just regular. Just
regular counterterrorism.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I guess I should say this. 1099 is like a contractor or whatever.
Like an independent contractor.
And W-2 is like a real employee that you have to pay benefits and all that bullshit.
Right. So they were just like, you're missing inventory. Your sales are down. We're going to the government's after you. We're going to have
you're
to demote
fucking,
you.
You're hot. You're way too hot, Keith.
The men in black have come in asking about you a few times.
They keep coming in and raising our memories. And we have to re-find everything and then find out it was you. So then they they said, they were like, we're going to send you to Sepulveda, which is the black store, which is like, all right, so you guys are going to just like.
You're just putting them you in a corner.
They're just trying to like, oh my God. So, just trash you like across the board.
And then let
board.
Me quit so they wouldn't have to pay unemployment.
Yes.
And I remember looking at Dave. I was like, you know what they're doing to me. He was like, Keith, come on, man. I was like, come on, bro. And he was like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fire you.
Well, severance, so to speak.
Yeah.
Paid for by the government.
Yep.
He
was like, we'll fire you. We're not going to demote you. You're a good guy. We shook hands.
I
felt like that was fair.
Then
I went on unemployment, started doing comedy, living the dream. So.
Kept doing comedy.
Kept doing comedy. Just full time.
Got a new life. Escaped.
I was okay with that.
You got out.
Yeah. And I feel like that's how you get out. It's never a clean cut where you're on top. It's like, I got out. Wake up the next day and you start anew.
That's the truth. I got out. It could have been the name of this podcast. I got out. We wouldn't have had a swear word in it. Well, we always have three questions that we close the podcast with. The first one, which we've kind of been circling here, but just to make it clear, when did you know that you were done? Because we already answered how you quit and how you left. But like, when did you know, like, I got to get the fuck out of here?
That could have been Verizon.
Yeah, it could have been day one. Could have been
when my comedic mind started to overtake my sales mind, and I just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Right,
but it was working for me. So like, I'd come in and just talk to customers however they want, like however I wanted. Yeah. But I would start selling more, and I was like, "Fuck, this is backfiring."
Yeah, that's
when I knew. I was like, "Okay, I got to get out of here." So I was trying to like.
What was that shift like? You know, like instead of coming up and just saying like, "Can I help you with this?" You would just like fuck with them.
Are you buying a phone or are you not?
Right.
So I had hired my friend, my roommate, and so when he was running the store, I would train him, quote unquote.
Got it.
And I would train him by leaving. So I would just go do whatever. I'm like, all
right,
I'm going to let you run the store by yourself.
Right, then I'm like,
this is your training. And then I'd go to lunch and I'd go hang out in Beverly Hills and like talk to my friends and shit. Yeah. So that's when I knew. I was like, oh,
you
I'm going
the
crazy.
Lines.
Yeah, I'm like, the lines are blurred.
The wires are frayed.
Yep. I'm talking to customers however I wanted.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was still working for whatever reason. So I was like, I'm fine. And then...
But psychologically, unraveling.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's one, question number two is, what's one good thing you took from that very bad job?
Verizon, man, it did give me a second lease on like comedy, because I was getting frustrated in comedy, wasn't really doing it as much. I was still going, but it was just tiring. And once I got free, I kind of had a cheat code for LA. I was like, oh, get on unemployment. Work for a little bit and then get on unemployment. And then that's how you just do comedy. And just burn out.
The cycle.
And then get another job that's a contracting job.
Right.
And then I ended up in production, which was contracted. So I'd work and then get on unemployment. So
that's what
the gift was.
Yeah.
And then...
understanding how you best fit into those mechanisms.
Yes. How can I work and be a regular person and still chase my dreams in LA?
Yeah.
And that's how.
Okay, well then last question.
Uh-huh.
Bit of a different direction. Is if you were forced to give up on your dreams right now and you had to pick a new dream and start working on that, what might that be?
Man, I'd probably be like a Don Draper marketing ad type guy.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
That feels like riding wheelhouse.
Right. I fuck with just like subtle sales where you're just closing a little bit of creative.
Like design, agency. you like graphic design.
I'm great
stuff.
On design and then just making sure that there is a sell, like just I fuck with ads. I fuck with marketing.
Yeah.
I fuck with suits.
Like how things
just Don Draper. I'd be Don Draper.
Would there be an area that you would want like to sell? Like, I mean, I know obviously like the Mad Men situation, it's an ad agency for whoever. Would you want to be a part of an agency? Would you want to be a part of a certain industry?
I'd probably fuck with ad agencies. Just I'd sell anything.
I do get that sense.
Yeah. iPhones, government contracts.
It doesn't hurt if it's honest.
Right. So that's probably what I would do.
Be a fine answer.
Yeah.
A noble one.
Answer. Yeah. Well, all right, man. This has been great.
This was super fun.
Lots of things happened.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe from wherever you're listening. You can follow Keith on Instagram at KeithJohnsonHQ. Also, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message by calling 470-BAD-JOBS. Text us a crazy story or anything. Like, was your boss mean to you today? Why? Or, like, did you clock in super late and get away with it? Text us. Let us know. We'll figure it out. Okay. Bye for now.